And
Jason, we just have 30 seconds. Where were you yesterday when you got the news?
I was in the warden's office. I thought he was playing. I told him, "Are you serious? Can you check the computer, because maybe it's a hoax or something." I mean, I seen some guys escape a couple months back from Florida, and I said, "Man, maybe somebody is playing a game. Can you show me in the computer list? Can we verify this?" And he says, "Yeah, you got a 20-year sentence. It's right here on the BOP website." So I cried and shaked. I'm still shaking. I mean.
Well, Jason, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us. Jason Hernandez had his sentence commuted by President Obama yesterday. He's been serving life without parole since age 21. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is approximately 8:02. Stay tuned for Positively Revolting Talk Radio.
This is Justin Miller. Join me on Friday, December 20th at 11 a.m. when my guest will be renowned author Salman Rushdie, speaking about his latest work, Joseph Anton, a memoir, an intimate look at his life in hiding after the publication of the Satanic Verses. Salman Rushdie talks about how he viewed the threats of radical fundamentalism against artists and art, his classic American immigration experience, and how WikiLeaks, Manning, and Snowden fit into the global struggle for free speech. That's Salman Rushdie this Friday at 11 a.m., online at kboo.fm and on your community radio station, KBOO.
Hey, KBOO supporters, we just sent you a card, so watch your mailbox. It's an opportunity to give a little more assistance at this time of year to your listener-sponsored, volunteer-powered community radio station. Yep. Tax time, that means that your donation makes a difference, and it'll really make a difference for KBOO because you can help us qualify for Oregon Cultural Trust matching funds. You can get more information about this on our website at kboo.fm/year-end-gift-2013.
This is Justin Miller.
You ever think about the times and the troubles that we're living in? And what kind of retribution will the future bring? It's freaky, baby. You're praying that a miracle will save thee. Forever thinking about the times and the troubles that we're living in. And the kind of mass confusion will it ever bring?
Over and beyond. Say goodbye to yesterday. Wash the past along us way. Leave it all behind. Time to start anew. Take the future in your hands. To make a brand new plan, celebrate again, over and beyond. Say goodbye to yesterday, wash the past along this way, leave it all behind.
It's freaky, baby. You ever wonder why the world's still crazy? You ever think about the times and the troubles that we're living in? And what kind of retribution will the future bring?
Rahim. فين ولما نلاقي الحقيقة رحنا فين.
It's freaky, baby. It's freaky, baby.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO in Portland, and my name is Lynn. This is Positively Revolting Talk Radio. And very soon, my co-host Ani will be here because we are celebrating the solstice today in the way that we like to do that. We love to give y'all a little gift of a mini tarot or astrology reading. So at some point, pretty soon, We will get the number out, which is 503-231-8187. If you would like that little gift today, that would be great. But right now, I'm going to talk about what has been my specialty in this. Ani does Tarot. Mine is, and she will be talking about just what this time of year is. And part of that is... as you all know, it's the dark time of year, and I think people before us have been smart enough to know that this is sort of a hibernation time of year. You know, you're just really not necessarily wanting to get out, yet there's a million parties to go to. There's the hustle and bustle of the holidays. But as we were talking with Michael Mead last week, sort of sinking in and down to inside it is always a really good thing to do. What I was just thinking about is one of the things that people do, a little ceremony folks like to do, is think about what has transpired that you would like to let go of, since this is really sort of the beginning of the new, a new time, because it's the end of the dark days, hopefully. And the beginning of the light returning. You kind of don't see the light return till about February, but we know it's going to happen, and that's really a good thing. And astrologically, what's been going on is we've been having this sort of that full moon that we had the other day, the Gemini moon, was made people extremely expressive and extremely emotional. We had Venus in Cancer. We had the moon. The big full moon finally went into Cancer. Folks were uberly sensitive and wanting to be expressive. Yet there's and because there's a ton of planets in Sagittarius also. And yet now they're just kind of almost at the point where they want to express themselves. They are almost. Think it like Venus is in Capricorn right now. She's just really, she's at 28 degrees. She was going to take off her business suit and have some fun in Aquarius, but she's retrograde. So folks are like wanting to express themselves, but feeling still sort of stymied and stifled. And tomorrow the sun goes into Capricorn. So we will have it tends to be, you know, Capricorn's business and serious things, and that tends to be a kind of a conflict with, because the moon is also going to be in Leo, which wants big time parties. So this is a time of a lot of people are feeling a lot of conflicted emotions, and then we get to see our families. So all that sort of stuff really works really well. And can I ask my engineer and Kathleen to give me a pen? Thank you. There's no other way for me to do it but to just come out. And sometimes you got to express yourself once in a while, and you just got to ask for things. That's what I say. Thank you, Kathleen. The wonder and the magic of live radio. Yes, here we are. All righty. Let me get... Usually the way we do this is that while I'm figuring out people's charts, my partner in crime will do the tarot reading. So we're going to wait just a minute for that. And I can take a call with questions about somebody's going to want their chart done, and I'm not going to sit here doing dead airspace waiting for them to so I can work on my little calculation. So if you have a question about the season or just some other random thing you want to express yourself about, give us a call. 503-231-8187 is the phone number here. We are listening to KBOO in Portland. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Lynn. I'm going to be joined soon by Ani, and we're going to get down to our solstice show. So I think we have someone on the line. Cheryl.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's Cheryl.
Cheryl. Sorry. It's a spelling thing. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I'm kind of curious about the astrological, but I would suppose for that you need, like, birth time information and that kind of thing.
That would be fabulous. Yeah, you kind of have to have... you know your birth day, though, right?
Well, I do, but, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm protecting as much privacy as I can these days. And since we're out on the airwaves and I've been subject to just tremendous persecution this year, I hate to have to pass up such a wonderful opportunity because I'm familiar with you ladies' work, and I feel sad about that, but that's part of the reason I'm calling is it's been a very, very challenging year. However, if I can...
Well, you know, you should have given us you could have given me a phony name and then just tell me if you even told me when your birthday was, I could help, but I guess we're past that point now, aren't we?
I'm known pretty far and wide because I call into KBOO quite a bit, and I have, you know, I have a pretty distinctive voice, as we all do. So, you know, I'm so sorry, but I
will. Well, I'm sorry you've been persecuted this year.
Pardon me?
Sorry you've been persecuted this year.
It's been a horrible year because partly I've been persecuted because I love Jesus very strong, and I love Jesus because he loves women and children, but I'm not a... but I'm not a persecuting type Christian person. I just love Jesus, and I also have powerful respect for Buddha and also other people's ways, all ways. You know, I'm Indian. I'm American Indian, and we don't fight over people's path to the Creator or path away from the Creator or whatever the heck they want to do. That's their business. We're strong, standing people for freedom. And I've been misinterpreted, or, you know, it's opportunity at this time. There are gathering dark forces in some people's hearts, and at the same time, there are increasing light forces in other people's hearts, and it's just kind of the wicky-wacky balance of the world. At least that's what I kind of think. I don't know if you women have some insight onto this targeting and all this junk that's going on. That's fine, but I know that you want...
The culture of mean...
Pardon me?
The culture of mean that's going on? Yeah.
But I know that you probably want the show to go in your own direction, so I'll shut up. But if I could get the tarot reading, I could really use it.
I see.
Believe me.
I think I'm here.
Look, Ani, she's appeared.
Well, you know, I mean, I just, before, as I look at the cards, the culture of mean... The feeling of persecution, this has been one heck of a year, mm-hmm. as we say in the trade, Lynn, mm-hmm. for so many people that I know in so many situations, personal, career-wise, community-wise. This has been a year of some interesting tensions and shakeups, and I'm wondering, Lynn, I remember saying this to you, like, maybe, I think it was, no, not last year, I think it was the year before, mm-hmm. actually. When we were looking at New Year's, going from 12 to 13, now going from 11 to 12, I looked at you and I said, wow, I'm really glad we're turning this corner, you know, so good things ahead, right? And you looked at me and you said, no, next year's really kind of like this again. And then after that, it just gets a little more intense. And I think you said then 2014 saw some sort of shifts. And I'm just wondering...
Well, there's this rather large transit called the Pluto-Uranus square, and Pluto has to do with very deep transformation, and Uranus has to do with really crazy transformation. And it's going on till next year, till 2015 on and off. But, you know, it comes, like everything in life, it pulsates. There are times when it's direct and very intense, and there are times when it pulls away, and then you can see some of the results. Those are, you know, those are two very intense planets to be reacting the way they are. And Pluto is in Capricorn, and Uranus is in Aries, and those are also... cardinal planets. Those are very. That's earth and fire. It's nothing. There's not. It's not air and water that could be nice and bubbly. Ani just threw some cards.
Well, that was well said, too. You know, that's already helped and brought some greater perspective, and so it's lovely to be able to get this double interpretation of. Things that are going on, and I thank you for that.
Here's where I have the cards for you. This is a year. Well, I won't say year. This is a time. This period that you are in now, is a time of, again, shakeup, and it's of a more personal nature. Mm-hmm. And it's really the cards are talking about one who needs to be shaken from their own story. There's a tape that's been running about yourself in your own space, in your own head, that may or may not be beneficial to you, but it probably needs to be changed.
Hmm. What did you get card-wise?
Well, you know, I don't use a very traditional deck. So I have the card of the Sibyl inversed. That's the storyteller. Mm-hmm. I have the card of the trickster. Mm-hmm. And then what we haven't really talked about, so... So, generally, when one is sort of in a pattern that needs to be changed, if you're not proactive about the change, the trickster helps you. And sometimes at that moment, we don't think of it as help.
Hmm.
But it does.
Hmm. Well,
and the final card
is... Coyote, Cheryl.
Yeah, the final card is of Kali, the Awakener. Hmm. When structures need to be cast away, they will be. And again, the more you want to try to be proactive in that situation, sometimes it goes a little bit smoother. If one is resistant to the changes that ultimately need to happen, they can be quite the shakeup. So
now, don't get us wrong. We know how hard that is.
So looking at flexibility, looking at welcoming the trickster into your life, looking at breaking patterns, and changing stories.
Well, there's a pretty devious, dark trickster afoot, but I have to say that this trickster also has a really tremendous sense of humor.
Tricksters do.
Give it all a hand. I've got to say, oh, well done, funny, funny. Oh, yeah, not really enjoyable, but funny. And then the last thing is I have Uranus in Leo, first house, so I was born with a lot of... this shake-up energy in me, and it does get tiresome, but I'm familiar with it, and it is time to move on, and my duty is to send peace in the four directions stronger and stronger.
Right on.
From a long tradition of war.
Take good care.
Take good care,
Doc. Stop war. No war.
No war. Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Morning.
Morning. Did you want to say anything about solstice before we go on?
Oh, I thought you were doing a lovely job.
I don't know about it.
Okay, actually, you know, this is that turning point of the year. The solstice, you know, happens, that moment, the transition point where the axis starts shifting the other direction, where the tilt actually happens, is something like 9:17 Saturday morning. And, 9/11. Look at that. It's 9/11 Saturday morning, the 21st. That's the time that the Earth's pole is about 23.5 degrees away from the sun, and things start shifting backwards. It varies on the Gregorian calendar year to year a little bit, you know, call it between the 20th and the 23rd. It's the time that some of the old European pagan traditions mark the turning of the wheel that really... focuses on the inner self. This particular turning marks the birth of the god, whoever renews the cycle alongside the eternal goddess. So the god who is born on solstice, who brings back the light, is nurtured and nursed through Imbolc on February 2nd, otherwise known as Bride's Day or Bridget's Day, continues on growing, becoming a vibrant young man by equinox, and then becoming the goddess's lover or consort on Beltane. And the wheel goes on, you know, and as we look at what happens today through this week, I never think, you know, there's that moment of solstice I just mentioned, but really solstice is so much more than a moment. It is this season, it is this week. There are many days that lead to these transitions, right? As Michael Mead was talking about last week. And so as we are in this particular part of that wheel, this is the time for deep visionings. This is the time to bring forth the birth of those ideals and ideas, those projects, those adventures, those loves, those actions that we are birthing into our life. right now, and that we will hold gently, and that we will nurture through those next turning points until we see them at their fruition, at their highest point, their peak of energy, when things should be going, as we say, things should be going. And we call that the summer solstice, 6 months from now. So that's what I have to say, this pre-solstice morn. Those are where my thoughts have been this morning as I've been thinking ahead. And yeah, let's move on.
Da-da-bum-bum-bum-bum. So I believe was Laura, who is first over here? Who was I looking at? Donna.
Yes. Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I am doing great, but I wanted to say thank you for this reading. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, good. So do you have your birth information?
Sure. November 1st, 1965.
All right. A fine year. And do you have a place by perchance?
Oakland, California.
And do you know what time you were born?
I think like 2:23, I think. It's 2
a.m. or p.m.?
A.m. I mean, p.m., p.m.
Okay. 2 is good enough.
Yeah, 2-ish.
2-ish, she says. Do you have any questions?
Just a general reading. You know, things are going pretty good, and, you know, some things could be better, some things could be definitely worse, and just, you know, financial, career, you know, whatever. I'm pretty open.
Well, sometimes if you have a burning question.
But you don't need one.
Yeah.
That true. General sort of check-in sort of thing. It's it works for me.
Thank you.
Especially in the mini reading. As we have mini bite-sized readings. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening.
Sure.
And yeah, let's see. Which of us gets to our divinatory tools first? I think it's going to be me.
It's definitely going to be you.
Look at that. The race is on. Fingers flying, cards all over the place. Oh, my goodness. All right, Donna. What we have, actually, and I've seen this so many times in the programs, the cards tend to come up over and over again for people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theme, if you will.
Yeah, and call it the day's energy, if you will. It's a trickster sort of day, people. Just know that as you're getting dressed this morning, as you're moving about and getting into your days, it's a trickster day. There's been a lot of fear that's maybe been occluding some other things in your life. And this is actually a time of that being able to shift away. You're able to sort of put things in a better perspective. And one of the ways one does that is by ordering the circumstances through storytelling, through processing in a way that can bring your truth to others in a that will help them reflect on where they're at as well.
Okay.
And again, that shift and how things shift has everything to do with the trickster.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you.
So the trickster comes up and says, lots of change, and there's been a very, lots of change this year, which has been some ways good, some ways, you know, uncomfortable, but you deal with it.
Tumultuous, but there you have it. Yeah, right, yeah. That's change.
Exactly. So good.
But ordering some of that through the story. Think about how those changes have some broader implications for others in your life. Not so much in the way of advice, but in the way that sharing your story can help others reflect on theirs.
Okay. Would anything else come up in the card?
Don't suppress the trickster. Never try to suppress the trickster.
Okay.
So you might as well start leaving offerings.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.
Totally.
Okay. All right. Well, I am having trouble getting my program to work. Isn't that nice on my little phone? Though I can tell that you're a Scorpio, and that has been in Saturn has been in Scorpio. So you have had, has it seemed... you know, my whole big thing this morning was to find out when people are, Well, I see all their groups of things in Capricorn because we've had a little party. We've had team Capricorn going on in our lives. There's Pluto, the sun's about to go there. Venus has been there for a while, which leads kind of heavily, but also Saturn going across your sun, which you've had happening, can. Saturn is funny. It really rewards hard work, but it can feel kind of heavy. And with a Scorpio, it can make you even more, a little bit more internal, because you guys tend to be rather internal. Have you felt that at all this year? Or? Hello, Donna?
Donna seems perhaps that she has gone. Whoops. We don't have Donna for internalizing questions. Let's just.
And I just got her chart up. Oh, well, Donna.
She's probably still listening. Go ahead. Talk about her chart.
Okay. Well, I didn't have any time to really look at it. Let me see where you're grouping. Where do you have? Oh, so you're a double Scorpio. Yes. Let's see. So we could maybe go on to the next person. Sorry, Donna.
Donna, email us. You know, this is maybe a chance that I can re-ID our show.
Hey, that would be excellent.
Ani. I can say that you're listening to KBOO, your very own community radio station. I'm Ani, and we're here. I'm here with Lynn, my beloved co-host. We are bringing astrology and tarot to the air this morning as we approach the winter solstice. And this is our idea of a community celebration and gifting within the community to, well, you know, get through these darker times, to honor the traditions of gathering as community, as village, as family during these weeks of the dead of winter, the dark of winter, and celebrating together anew. That's what we're doing this morning here on Positively Revolting. You can like our fan page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. You can also email us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And Donna, we invite you to email us or contact us on Facebook and get a little synopsis of your chart. And Laura, good morning to you. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you so very much. I so appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. We're very glad you're here with us.
Thank you. Well, I wouldn't miss Friday without y'all.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So what's your birthday, girl?
Birthday, May 16, 1961.
Where might that be?
I was born in Washington, D.C.
Okay. And do you remember what time?
About 8:19 p.m., I believe.
I mean, I'm sure you don't actually remember, but it was probably written down for you. So there you
it
go.
Was, and my mother remembers.
Right. That's what my mother used to say. Oh, yes, I remember.
Yes.
Did you have a question of any kind?
Well, kind of like the first caller, this has been a really, really hard year for me, a year of really difficult situations and transitions. And I lost my job in October. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I'm still kind of reeling from that and regrouping. It was a job I was in for 15 years. And so clearly I'm supposed to be doing something different, apparently. And I'd love to get a sense
of
where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, sometimes in those times of transition, it's like you just kind of have to fall with it. But you'd like a hint. I'd like a hint as to where this might be going.
Yeah. And, you know, guidance, because I have some ideas. But I, you know, I'm a person who would really like to maximize opportunities and just a sense of security. You know, I'm in my 50s. You can tell that by my birth date. I just lost my job and I'm feeling a little insecure right now.
As well, you might.
I think that's really a natural and normal feeling. I mean, goodness, there's only so much transition one can comfortably deal with, and yet there's so much more that we really can deal with.
Right.
Right, so there's that. I always like a little platitude as I'm shuffling my cards, you know. It helps. All right. Laura, thank you for your patience.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. What I am bringing up very strongly is there's a lot of strength for you within community and within family. And that actually taking a moment right now and looking at the fact that you are at a transition point means that you have opportunity to really go deeper, and where the area where you might want to go deeper and really look at renewing your whole journey is in the realm of the heart and the emotion. So looking very much at your connections, the security of tight family, tight community. It's the Four of Pentacles. It's the classic security and safety of the home and of cooperative measures. And also success through team achievement more than individual achievement. Things really look very, I want to say very positive. Things look, you know, of course, nothing's as easy and breezy as you know, one might want them to be all the time.
Right.
But I'm looking at really good success and good inward looking towards the emotion and the heart. That's what I get.
Okay, well, that's actually really, really beneficial information. I'm a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner, and it sounds like maybe pursuing that work professionally could be a good idea based on what you've just told me.
Sure.
So that's very, very exciting. Thank you so much.
So, being a Taurus, of course, security is... is something that you want. And one thing about y'all Tauruses is that you can kind of dig your heels in when it's just time to slide through the mud instead, is what I'm seeing at this point. And, you know, right, you know, just for in really present tense, you've got, so you've got Cancer on the midheaven, which is tends to be career things, and there's just been a lot of... and Jupiter there could be some very good fortune happening to you at this particular time. And it's the moon's in 10th, 11th house. It's like a Leo moon is kind of party moon. It's time to just sort of let go and relax for a week or two.
Okay.
Try that out.
Okay.
Because things are going to be happening, I think, in the professional level soon, but you've just got to pay attention to what those are.
Right.
And there's a lot, it will be like a flash. They can happen really fast. So just pay attention to what is going on around you. But right now, you could relax and have a good time for a little bit.
Okay.
Even
so
in the
get
midst
through the holidays, huh?
Well, yeah, in the midst of... you know, nothing's going to be fixed in a minute.
Right.
And, you know, it's important to be able to survive. It's really horrible to be put in the survival mode, that it's hard to relax in the middle of that. And if people have never had survival issues, they don't, you know, quite understand that. But it's a real skill to learn how to relax in the middle of all that.
Yes,
and
it'll
still go on, and you can still pay attention and just enjoy yourself a little bit. And like we've been saying, this is in these dark days. It's if you have some like I want to say crafty things or something like that you enjoy doing inside, just to get your creativity mojo going again. Uh-huh. That might help too.
That's really interesting because I had someone else make a comment along those lines with me, and I am not a person who feels artistic or has been generally very crafty in my life, and that message is coming to me repeatedly, so I better pay attention to it.
There you go.
Sounds right.
Well, have a good season. Have some fun.
I'm going to try.
What the heck?
I'm going to try. And you ladies, too. Happy solstice, and thank you so very much for making this gift possible to us.
Happy solstice.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I believe up next we have Harry. Good morning, Harry.
Oh, greetings, ladies, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You make me want to sing a song, Harry, but I won't.
But I have two questions for you. First is an astrology question, and the next one is an astronomy question. The astrology question is, back in the 60s, the singing group Fifth Dimension had a song called Aquarius.
The Age of Aquarius? That was from
Hair.
Are we
really in the Age of Aquarius?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was true. Okay. The next question, the astronomy question, was about 10 years ago, a scientist was looking through a telescope, and he found another planet past Pluto.
Vulcan?
No. He named it Xena.
Okay, I thought they were naming it Vulcan.
No, he named it Xena, and the moon around it, he called it Charon. And then after they discovered it, of course, a lot of scientists looked at it, and they says, yes, it is a planet, and it's bigger than Pluto, but they says we can't name it Xena. We have to name it Eris, or Aries. If you remember on the TV program Xena, the warrior princess, Ares was the god that popped in and tormented her.
He was the Roman god of war, but do you have a question?
Yes. The question is, if you is your astrology put that into context that there is another planet out there besides Pluto, and also if
you're calling Pluto not a
if you listen to Tyson deGrasse, right?
Tyson deGrasse says Pluto is not even a planet.
Yeah, so they say, but you can't just do that. I mean, just all of a sudden they call
you can.
Planet.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Tyson deGrasse, I think you can do that.
In my time, they used to call it a planetoid. If it was a little.
Well, there's Chiron planet. That's out there. That's a planetoid, and there's a little asteroid belt between.
Yeah, and that's sort of the same thing that's going on with Eris, I do believe.
Yeah.
Oh okay. And do you believe that if you discover a planet, you should be able to name it? I mean,
yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
who gets the name planets?
It's a pretty.
I mean, right
thing.
Now they're all named like LM5. You know, two.
I'm surprised it hasn't been commoditized somehow. Anyway, I don't. I. You know, I have no answer for that. But thank you for the question, Harry.
Okay, you're welcome. Goodbye.
But also, I mean, astrology does actually take into consideration the asteroid belt that you're talking about, for example.
Oh,
I
big
mean,
time!
In the last 20 years, this is an addition that I've noticed, and it's possibly gone on far longer than that. But 20 years ago, not being an astrologer myself, that's when the first, it was Marlena Smith on her
Demetra George did the work on that.
Yeah,
who
Marlena
was one of my
had
teachers
her on.
Too. Yeah, I was part of the study group for that. She did.
Check.
Yeah. The asteroid belt. An asteroid belt between Uranus and Saturn is was bringing in sort of elements of that were more feminine than a lot of the stuff in with astrology, because those are Roman and Greek in their origins.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it goes beyond that. But
I just had this long talk about Eris and her grumpy fairy self. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to tell you all about it someday. But not now, because right now we are, in fact, in the midst of our solstice show. That's right. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn the Fabulous. We are together positively revolting, and we hope you are too. We have Daniel, I think, on the line. If I'm not mistaken, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi.
Good morning.
Is this thing on?
It's working. Tap, tap.
Okay, cool. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
How to formulate it? I've been sitting here thinking and listening and thinking. That's kind of hard to do at the same time.
Yeah.
Sitting, listening, and thinking all at the same time?
It's the triple header.
It's not even 9 in the morning.
Much.
Do you want chart stuff done?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you have to give me your info, babe. What is your date of birth?
January 2nd,
mm-hmm.
1968. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my life transitions tend to happen at the beginning of January.
Hmm. Now, where was that? Where was that, Daniel?
That was around State College, Pennsylvania.
State College? Is there a bigger town that's by?
No, that is the big town. It's like North Central Pennsylvania.
North Central Pennsylvania. Okay. There's no Pittsburgh or anything.
It's east of Pittsburgh and west of Philadelphia and towards north.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And do you remember what time, perchance? I mean, you don't remember. Were you ever told?
About six in the morning.
Alrighty then. Very good. Thank you. Did you always get two presents for Christmas and they, or just one present and they said, here, this is for your birthday too?
Oh, yeah, that happened all the time.
I know. My brother is early January. I always thought that was unfair.
Yeah, well.
It was terrible.
Our
I
good
don't
friend.
Care now. I'm not particularly materialist. But
right. But you're a kid. It's like, what?
Our good friend
yes,
Trad, of
exactly.
course.
Yes, exactly. The big ripoff.
Our good friend Trout, of course, was born on Christmas Day itself, so he never even got to hang out with friends because they were always
that's harsh.
You know, reserved.
Then you have to be Jeebus.
Well, we don't call him the Trout Messiah for nothing. You know,
who's going to live up to that, right?
Right. Well, Daniel,
anyway,
thanks for calling in this morning, and thanks for listening to the show. Did you also want your cards done?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Have you a question for them?
I do.
Well, how about that?
I have been spending the last year laying some groundwork to reintegrate my life, to not live in a segmented manner, to be fully not just present, but articulate everywhere I go. And that's been good and bad. You know, it's had some costs.
That's a tall order.
But yeah, but I feel really good about it, but I'm sort of at a pivot point where, like, I'm going to have to start actually making a living again with my actual skills, not just, like, some retail job or something. And, of course, like everybody else, I'm really nervous about that kind of transition because I think I know what's going on with me. But is that really going to mess with, you know, what the world wants and needs? And so I'm looking, hopefully, for some affirmation. But even if that's not there, at least some guidance as to whether or not what I think I'm doing matches what's actually happening or not. Like sort of a reality check.
All right.
Probably a hard thing to ask of cards.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. People ask that of cards all the time. That's what they do. So what I have for you, first of all, correction. Neil deGrasse Tyson, thank you, avid and smart listener who corrects me. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I want to marry him someday. I should get his name right. Strength is one of the cards that shows up for you. That's really all about knowing who you are. So when you say you think you know who you are, the cards are affirming, in fact, you know who you are. And you're not only that, but you're comfortable with who you are. And that makes a huge difference in how the world sees you and how you see the world. The world tends to be a friendlier place when you have made friends with your inner core. The other cards are, in fact, that home and hearth security. Again, looking at the interrelationships of family, looking at the safety and security that brings and how your strength and that structure are intertwined. Also, looking at really the thing that you need to be cautious of in terms of the thing that you need to be cautious of is letting anger or repressed high emotion suck you down. Because sometimes people, especially men, will choke back emotion and haven't really learned a way to live fully with it. That's totally required for you to act in your strength. So don't waste and squander your energy trying to deal with high emotion by suppressing it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at his chart going,
spot on.
Well, you are like Capricorn, 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 Capricorn. And
Yeah.
And especially with Capricorn men expressing, and then you have Moon in Aquarius, which is not exactly, tends not to be connected with emotion that much. It's like Aquarian's like the big picture, but personal emotion is a little bit hard. And then you've got like Venus in Sag. So this is a challenge in your life. Venus in Sag is like, okay, on to the next thing. Let's go. So that, I would say, is a very large challenge in your life. And also, so you've got all this Capricorn down in the base of your chart, the which is, tends to be about home and sort of our inner being, what makes us feel comfortable where. And you got Pluto's going to be is running through all that right now. And with Pluto, you can run, but you can't hide. So it sounds like what your goal is an absolutely appropriate one. What you've been talking about. I mean, I'm laughingly said, ooh, tall order, but you got a tall order to do these days. So good for you. Hello? Daniel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there. So good. You're
He's having a quiet, reflective moment.
I'm sorry. We don't do that on the radio. we reflect afterwards. So, yeah.
No dead air.
So, I say good on you. And keep it up, because but you know, when Pluto runs through what is running through for you, which is like just sort of your core essence, it's you're just going to be changed by it. And if you can ride with that, and it's a conjunction, it's not a harsh aspect. So I see success for you in that, in your goal.
Okay, so what I think I'm doing seems to be working according to the stars and the cards.
Well, it's what you have to do. I don't know, working, I mean, I know as a Capricorn it's got to be working, but I'd say that it's going to manifest for you.
You and your forward progressions.
Yes. It seems like the right thing for you to be doing.
Find a good way to channel strong emotion.
And it may be obnoxious to some people, but just, and find a way to, yes, but if you can, yeah, find a way to channel personal emotion, that's a really good idea.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Blessed solstice to all, yeah.
Oh, and to you.
And to you, Daniel.
Bright and cheers. Blessed solstice to us all. Cheers. And I think we have Barth. Good morning, Barth.
Good morning, all. Peace and blessings on your houses and the world at large.
Nice.
My birthday is September 24th, 1953. It's at about 11:30 in Canton, Ohio.
11:30 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.,
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Way on the end of the cusp.
Yeah. Well, or the beginning of it, depending. Okay, September 24th. Alrighty. Canton, Ohio. Does Canton, Ohio, is that a C or a K?
With a C. That's the home of the NFL Football Hall of Fame.
How could I not have known that?
And Lynn, Tim Lynn, roller Lynn. Bearings.
Oh, okay, well.
Got a question there?
Well... I think I've also had kind of a tough year, and some of that's my own doing. I need employment, and I have been having heavy, heavy doses of inertia, and so I have to move forward, and I'm not sure where to go or just why, so...
Well, I don't know what to tell you exactly about where to go or just why, but I think I have a good idea of where you can find some direction. So when you say you've had a tough year, I mean, I think, you know, I said earlier, most of us have had a really tough year. This has been a humdinger of a year for many people. And yet, I'm very interested in that you immediately said some of it's been of your own doing. And of course, that's always the case. Most of us are a little more reticent to admit it. The first card I drew talks a lot about somebody who is has a lot of leadership qualities but hasn't learned to temper them yet. Somebody who is very set on having things their way. And generally with good idea, but with perhaps a lack of finesse in the approach. And so looking at how you can take the very important parts of that, being very motivated, being very, you know, liking to initiate action, self-starting, taking those good ideas and those leadership qualities, and also then looking at how you can work with people in a collaborative setting, even while maintaining that spark and that, hey, what about this? Sort of, you know, instead of this is the way things will be, that try that slightly different approach. The deep subconscious is where you're going to find your answers right now. It would be very beneficial for you to do some dream work, for you to set pen to paper and see what comes out of the tip, for you to, not that writing is your new career, but that you need to really get in there and unlock some of what your conscious has been sort of keeping hidden. It's the time for exploration of your own depths. And again, you get the trickster too, my friend. It's come up in most readings this morning. Again, I always have to say the trickster is your friend, even when it doesn't feel like it. The trickster will get you on your path when you have strayed, or when you are resisting changes that need to happen. The trickster will be there to make sure that you can't resist their charms for long. So always better to make friends with the trickster energy, always better to welcome it, always better to not resist change that seems like it's happening around you, to be flexible and to see how much you can direct where you land.
Good enough.
So this career, as far as employment goes, if you can find what you want to do, this is a really, should be a very good time. I mean, it's like you have Pluto going through the 10th house, which is career. It's not so much the work, it's how people see you. It's a very sort of exposed, you know, good things can happen. Richard Nixon got busted when Pluto went through his 10th house. For his nefarious deeds. But also, it's a time where there's something you've really been working on, it can really work out for you. You can be, especially because it's been, Jupiter's going to catch up with Pluto. Jupiter's going to go into Capricorn too, which is tends to be good fortune. It's a very gassy planet. You can be over, you can be sort of bloated about one's own importance. But on the other hand, if you with Jupiter and Pluto together, and that being in your 10th house of career, you could make things could big time happen. You have an interception, which is a long story, but what it means is that usually the second half of a person's life, you can get another sort of tank of gas. You can get some help with that. It sounds like maybe, but it's also really hard not to be depressed when you're looking for work these days. So well, I understand that part.
Yeah, and the second half of my life, I just turned 60,
going to the other. That's right, the other. Well, then there's, it's like your second Saturn return at that time, too, which is usually a little easier than the first one, but it's about restructuring. So you've got a lot of things that are changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but this is like, if you can listen to what you're supposed to be doing and make some inroad there, and really, it's the time to, if you can somehow put some effort into that, it should really pay off, but it's going to be something that you really should be doing.
Yeah, that's kind of been the challenge. You know, my old career is kind of drying up just in terms of blue-collar employment. I've been doing, you know, orbiting around the same thing for the last 40 years, you know, and that trade is kind of drying up, and that's also given me an excuse for not going out there and pounding the pavement. And but I know I can't wait anymore because I'm running out of money.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and And I have to say, we're running out of show.
We're running out of show, but if you could, get it together. I mean, that's a terrible thing.
Nicely done, Lynn.
No, sorry, that's not what, I don't mean it that way. I just mean try to, but really try to think of what your higher purpose can be. And that's, I know that's hard when a person's in their 60s.
Deep subconscious.
Yep.
Meditation work. This is really the time. And it's not the kind of dull, drab kind of stuff. This is very buoyant subconsciousness, right? It's getting in there with some like play therapy, with singing little songs, like court your subconscious, mm-hmm. right? And it's not like storming the gates of heaven so much as really allowing your playful inner nature to show you where you need to be.
Okay. Well, I can try that, certainly.
It can't
hurt.
Give
it a whirl.
It can't hurt.
Like chicken soup, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Martha.
Take good care.
Bye-bye. We can...
With 3 minutes left, we really don't have time to take another call.
If someone just wants a little chat about something, we can do that, but we cannot... we don't have time to do another reading. We're really sorry.
It happens that way on each and every show. Yes, it does. But, I guess where I would like to leave this is... looking at, of course, there's always the personal, the broad system is made up of so many personal stories. And it is important to act for justice and the greater good of all. And it is important to have fun while we're doing it, both at home and abroad, right?
Yeah.
So
Molly Ivins used to say, freedom frightened takes a lot of beer.
It's true. Freedom frightened does take a lot of beer. I always figure if it's not fun, it's not sustainable. And we want this to be sustainable. So it is important to remain hopeful and buoyant is the word that keeps coming to me this morning. Even at this darkest time of the year, dark is not bad. Dark is time for introspection. Dark is time for gathering in community and sharing deeply with each other. And I think we have some things about what's coming up.
This morning on KBOO?
Yes, we do.
Indeed. At 9 on Veterans Voice, Marvin, Bill, and Arlene interview Robert Stinnett, author of Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, and about what the U.S. government knew about how to attack on Pearl Harbor would happen. 10 a.m. on Air Cascadia, Chris Andre speaks with Michael Rantner for the Center of Constitutional Rights and Michael Lernhardt, the American general in charge of opening the Guantanamo Bay prison camp, who is now in favor of closing it. At 10:15, Flashpoints has these stories. The American Studies Association throws its weight behind the growing economic boycott out of Israel, and Amazon and CIA are in cozy partnership with Washington Post. At 11, host Justin Miller speaks with renowned author Salman Rushdie about his latest work, Joseph Anton, a memoir, an intimate look at his life in the hiding from death threats after the publication of the Satanic Verses. At 11:45, we hear from Ben Rivers, a musician and composer who has early onset Parkinson's disease and shares how he came to find humor and dignity, as we were talking about, in the midst of the disease. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a member, you can do it. Just go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. Thank you, everyone.
And with that, see how that timing works out now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With that, I guess we can say safely, we'll see you next week.
Stay positive.
We'll see you on the radio.
Kids. We'll see you on the radio.
Happy solstice.
Every thought will tell the world how Good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. And coming right up, it's Veterans Voice. Bill and Marvin are here to speak with Robert Stinnett, author of Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, and about what the U.S. government knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor and how it would happen. Stay tuned for that. We're going to start with a little bit of a different theme this morning. Stay tuned for Veterans Voice. Wrong track.
So this is Christmas, and what have